the farmer has some land that's got a lot of bushes and trees growing on it, he wants to put it to cultivation, he'd say he did what to the land?
Cleared
the land. Can you think of any particular names for a piece of land that's just been cleared that people where you're from might use?
No, not right off the top of my head.
Yeah. Ever heard anybody talk about new ground?
Yeah, that's, but it's not, they don't say that much.
Say it for
me, you haven't heard. I just cleared some new ground.
Or say if a farmer's just cut his hay for the first time, when it comes up again right after that, is there any particular term for that?
Just second crop.
Second crop, I see. Or say if something comes up, even though he didn't plant it, would he call that anything particular?
Just undergrowth sometime, or, you know, it depends what, if something had been planted there.
Or I'm thinking maybe like, you know, one corn stalk and the rest of it's something entirely different, an entirely different crop.
I don't know what.
You ever heard talk about volunteer crops?
Yeah, volunteer, right.
Or say, I don't know if any wheat has ever grown.
I've seen some grown, very, very little, but I've seen it.
A couple of things I wanted to ask you about wheat. After wheat's been cut, you'd say it's tied up into a
bundle.
And then you take the bundles and you pile them into a
stack.
Does the term shocking wheat mean anything?
Yeah, but just not to personal experience, but I know.
You just can recognize the term.
Yeah.
Not sure about what it means.
Right.
Or say, just very roughly off the top of your head, about how much corn to an acre would you say decent yield?
I wouldn't know.
Just a wild estimate would be okay.
I'm gonna. I'm gonna say. About 5,500 pounds.
Is there any other unit that you use to designate yield?
It'd be bushels, but I can only go from my load of corn.
Yeah.
And I would say about 100 bushels.
Mm-hmm.
How much is it supposed to be?
I don't know. I was just after bushels.
Oh.
That was all. What about, that kind of grain that you feed horses with that they like particularly?
Oats.
Yeah. Talking
about corn and oats,
which is easier to harvest first?
With modern technology, I'd say corn.
Corn problem.
It doesn't make you itch as much.
Yeah. So what do you say you did to the oats to separate the grain, the process of separating? You ever heard people talk about that?
Yeah.
What did they do to it to say? Was there just one term to cover that?
No, I don't know that much about oats.
Would you say you thrashed oats?
Yeah, they thrashed to separate the chaff from the grain.
Yeah, ask you about a few expressions have to do with pronouns mostly. Say if we have to do something together, you would say that not just one of us has to do it, but
both.
Or again, if we have to do something together, you would say that Ann have to do this.
He and I.
Or if you were speaking to me, you'd say that
Marvin and I.
Or if you didn't want to use
you mind. And I.
Or say if